This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Predictions, they're guesses. So often we have seen storylines that are nothing like what we expected. That's the brilliance of sports. I mean, there's so many storylines in sports year after year after year that kind of smack us upside the head. That's my favorite part. They continually surprise me. Every time you think you know, you don't know.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Thanks so much for joining us. We're halfway through our second show of the week. It's kind of cool to think about the fact that we've survived. I guess it's up to you to decide whether or not we've actually thrived, but we've survived nearly 4 months of sports radio. And I don't want to say with no sports. I mean, it's not that simple. There's been plenty of sports news. Obviously, the NFL was rocking and rolling in the first couple months. And lately, we've had NASCAR. And, of course, we've talked about it. I've had Kurt Busch on the show. We've done some golf, and we've covered the Match 2 as well as the PGA Tour's reentry. There is sports, and there's been plenty of sports news. But compared to what you normally get in the spring and the early summer, it's not baseball arguing over playing baseball. It's actual baseball. But here we are, and I tried to go one show at a time because I know me, and if I think too far ahead, I get overwhelmed. If I think too far ahead, I start to worry about all the possible things that could go wrong. And honest to God, I'll share this about me. I spend more time worrying about things that never happen than things that actually materialize. That's just me. It's how my brain is. And so I have to stop myself from doing that because it's not healthy. It's not good for me. And so when I get on one of those tracks where I start to worry about, oh my gosh, this is wrong, or this could go wrong, or what if I'm, you know, still what if I'm still working from home in 7 months or during football season? There are so many times over the course of this last 4 months that I had to stop myself and say, nope, we're not going there. We'll cross that bridge when you get there. Who knows what's going to happen, but there's no sense in worrying about it now because there's nothing you can do about it right now. And so this is nothing new for me, but this pandemic certainly has been an exercise in letting go of those things I can't control. Those things I have no power over, nothing to do that can change what happens with coronavirus or the decisions my bosses make. And so, it's been good for me to practice that and to have some patience and to go one day at a time, one show at a time. But then every now and then I look up and I realize, holy crap, it's been a month. Oh my gosh, it's been 2 months. Whoa, it's been 3 months. And do you know, Tuesday is July 7th. We are now closing in on four full months since the NBA went into hibernation. Four. I mean, I never expected that, even in my worst anxious moments. But also, 4 months of doing a sports radio show without the sports that we're used to. I mean, I don't know if we've thrived, but we sure as hell have survived. And I'm so thankful for the support of of our bosses, as well as Dave and Chris and the work they put in, and the various other people who've worked on the show, like Shep tonight. Kevin has worked with us a bunch in the past, and I think he's going to be with us a little bit later on this week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. We're asking you, as our Twizzler Tuesday question, what's your reaction to the Patrick Mahomes contract? And I guess something else I would tack on, because as I've said a few times in the last couple hours, I think Mahomes is can't miss TV. If you miss it, you very well could miss some crazy thing that he pulls out of his butt. I mean, I swear that's how he does it. Just a left-handed pass when he's on the move, or some ball that he zips into this tight window, or evading pressure and extending a play so he can throw cross body down the field to a receiver that's having to run around just to keep open. And it just, it's amazing to watch him, and the way he carries himself too. He's so much fun. He's always having fun, which is fun for football fans as well. And so he's the kind of guy that you tune in to watch, even if you aren't interested in the Chiefs or the game that they're playing. What other athletes in sports are like that? What other athletes? And if you want to just go football, that's fine. For me, I would say in football, outside of Mahomes, and there are others that I will certainly tune into. But if I'm trying to think, remember the last time I was sitting around on a Sunday with no job to worry about? Never happens. But if I am sitting around on an NFL Sunday and I don't have to worry about working 15 years ago, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a player that I will always tune in to watch, because even though he's older now, and he would tell you grouchy and cranky, also that beard, whoa. But anyway, he's a guy that also can dazzle, and that is so creative and spontaneous, and is so quick on the move and quick on the draw that you often see him do things on the football field that you've never seen before. Which, I mean, that to me is worth watching a Packers game, just because you don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to pull out of the hat. I don't know why it was pull out of his butt for Mahomes and pull out of a hat for Rodgers, but there it is. Anyway, so if there are other athletes that you would tune in, Steph Curry is another one. I mean, there are times when I couldn't care less who the Warriors are playing, but I absolutely would watch Steph Curry shoot. I mean, just in the game of horse. I'm trying to think of one in baseball. Well, for sure, Clayton Kershaw. I love to watch him pitch. Who else? Think of a hitter that I would stop and drop everything to watch. I mean, Aaron Judge, but gosh, the guy gets hurt or has been hurt a bunch, which is why the 60-game season may be perfect for him. Anyway, so on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, at our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. So both Chris and I had some interesting challenges to deal with on Tuesday. And I'll let Chris tell you his story about what was in his front yard, actually, or near his front yard in a second. But if you remember, for those of you who have been listening for the last, I don't know, 2 months or so, when I had already purchased the house, but I was still in the process of moving. And one night, after a friend had helped me to pack up a bunch of kitchen boxes, I couldn't find my can opener. So I had to go from the house I was living in, my old house, to the new house to find a can opener at 11:30 at night. And I was stunned. I mean, I was so surprised to see this big, old, fat, fluffy skunk in my front yard at 11:30 on a Sunday night when I pulled into the driveway of my new house. I mean, it'd been a long time since I'd seen a skunk in my neighborhood, but right there on my lawn. And he was relatively unconcerned. He wasn't in any hurry to vacate the premises either. So I haven't seen the skunk again. But I have heard from the neighbor who lives behind me, I wonder if this neighbor was just trying to scare me, that there's a family of skunks that lives between our property. So there's a huge line of pine trees, of evergreens, and he says there's a family of skunks that live in there. I mean, it'd be pretty hard to miss them in the middle of the daytime. There's no way they stay back there. And I have not seen the fat, fluffy skunk again on my front lawn. But you know what I did see on my front lawn? OMG. And I don't even say that. It took me 48 hours to deal with it, but this is what I was doing on Monday. Ugh. Somehow, a half-eaten carcass of a rodent ended up on my front lawn. It looked like a rat. Now, I've never seen a rat. I see rats in New York City all the time. So does Shep. But they're not rats in my neighborhood. So the rat or whatever it was, I don't know what it was. It was half eaten. It was so gross. Anyway, it was a rodent. That's all I know. It was dropped on my lawn. It had to be by a bird. You know, the hawks just like fly around or maybe an owl, one or the other. Safe to say that they don't want to eat the bones either. You know how we like boneless meat a lot of the times? Well, they didn't want to eat the bones either. They just dropped the carcass of this rodent in my yard. My yard's not even that big. I mean, there are like two huge houses on either side of me, which much bigger yards. And somehow I got the rodent. So I pretended like it wasn't there for 2 days. And I told my mom and I said, what should I do? She's like, well, you need to get it off your lawn. I mean, I just was kind of hoping it would, I don't know, decay, but that's not any better. It was already decaying, and then there were bugs on it, so I was like, okay, I have to get this thing out of my yard. So, oh my gosh, you guys, there were like involuntary screeches. It was so gross. So I get a shovel, like an actual shovel, a big shovel, and I put on my gloves, and I've got like full shoes on. There was no way. You know me, I drop everything. And so I was really worried that I was going to drop the carcass of this animal onto my foot or something. And so I hold the shovel by the very end. I mean the handle. And because we'd had some rain, was it Friday? I think we had rain in my neighborhood. Because we'd had some rain, the thing was embedded in my lawn. Oh my gosh. And so I had to dig a hole. You know how when you play golf and you're in the sand trap, you're actually supposed to take sand. So you're supposed to hit the sand behind the ball. That was me. I was like, with the end of the shovel, I was shoveling underneath the rodent so that I could get him out of the grass. Maybe it was a girl. I don't know. Anyway, it's so disgusting. I mean, it was like it was a skeleton. And I had this huge, oversized green trash bag, as if I couldn't just use some, I don't know, trash bag or like a plastic bag from Rite Aid or something. Instead, I had this ginormous, oversized green trash bag. And then I realized there was a hole in it. That presented a bit of a problem. But I managed to get the rodent carcass into the bag, tie it up with my gloves on, which is not easy to do, and then put it in the trash can until I could, you know, get it out in the street. So it's on the street tonight. Right now, I'm praying that the trash people come and take away this trash. I feel like I should put a warning on it. There's a rodent in here. So gross. Why my yard? I mean, was that like a housewarming gift from the local hawk? What is that about? Ugh, it's just so, I mean, I'd rather have the skunk. I mean, not dead. I don't know. It was just so awful. Anyway, so that was my great homeowner story. I'm telling you, home ownership is not for the faint of heart. It's, if not for the amazing flowers in my yard, if you haven't seen my Twitter lately, A-Law Radio, on Monday evening, and actually I'll put it on Facebook here because I want to share it with you guys too. I have two big flower boxes, so huge beds of lilies, and they've been growing and getting buds on them. There's probably 3 dozen buds on these lilies in this flower bed, but none of them had opened. So I didn't know what color they were. And the first one opened on Monday, and I walked out into my backyard and was like, oh, because it's my favorite color. I'm about to have an entire box full of, and I'm not kidding, there's like dozens of them full of my favorite color flower. Just, you're going to have to go check it out. It's like a gift from heaven. So go check it out on Twitter and I'll put it up on our Facebook page. Now, those of you who listen to me on a regular basis, you already know what my favorite color is, but just go check out the flower. It's pretty amazing. It was just a way to make me forget about the rodent and smile about the flowers. So if not for the flowers, pretty much home ownership has sucked for the first 2 months. Chris does not own a home. He and his dad share, but they also had a bit of a surprise. So what was your day like on Monday, Chris?
Well, I am reporting live, not from the super secret after hours home base, but from the super secret after hours home boat, which is what I am currently dealing with in my humble abode. So on Monday afternoon in northern New Jersey, where I reside, the skies decided to open up in a way unprecedented in my 28 years on this earth, and it was hailing in the middle of July.
Whoa.
The end result of this being a 3.5-foot pool of water that formed at the front of my apartment complex, not allowing me to actually physically leave the apartment complex. So I have been trapped for the better part of 12 to 13 hours.
Do you have food? I'm worried.
Oh, we have food and supplies and water and radio signals to the Batcave and all things of the like. But, yeah, it's been interesting. There was actually a car. I want to say it was somebody's beat-up car that they decided to take a risk on. It was about 1987. Between 1987 and 1990 vehicle, someone decided to risk it, and boy, did they make a mistake, because that thing was floating like a fish that had gone belly up.
No way! They tried to drive through it and got stuck?
So what they did was, so on the side, I had sent, for those listening, I sent Amy a picture of the scene outside of my apartment complex, so she has an idea of what I was talking about. But for those listening, there was a giant pool of water, again, about 3.5 to 4 feet deep. But on the side of the pool is an embankment, which separates the two sides of the road that split where my apartment complex is. Somebody tried to drive their car up onto the embankment and drive around. But what had happened was there was grass on the embankment that soon turned to a slop of mud that their car eventually got stuck in and was drowned about 2.5 feet deep in water.
Oh, my gosh. They do tell you all the time, don't try to drive through those pools, those monsoons. Wait, so you didn't lose power or anything with the hailstorm?
I did not lose power, but everyone in my entire building, I would assume a good portion of them working from home, as many of us do across the country, lots of cars in the parking lot across the entire complex. But many of us are now trapped, hundreds, I would say, if not thousands, trapped in my apartment complex for the better part of, like I said, around 13 to 14 hours now we're going on.
Wow. Well, you better learn how to paddle or swim, one or the other.
Well, I got to be in for the show tomorrow night, so I'll make it if I have to walk. I was joking around with a friend tonight. I said I might have to go to Walmart and buy a bike and bike my way into the city. That might be what we're looking at.
Oh, that seems stupid.
But I am here. I am working the after hours home. Social pages and the like, and Chef is doing a great job. So we're making it work.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I'm glad you're safe. Thank you, Chris.
Of course.
Oh, my gosh. So my road in the yard, I guess, wasn't that drastic compared to hail and a monsoon. Fine. Chris overshadowed me in my story, but whatever. I'd rather deal with the water in the, even if it is hail and a huge pool, than a rodent in the front yard. I mean, seriously, can't the owl drop it somewhere else? What are the chances that an owl flying how many feet above the earth drops the rodent in my yard? I mean, what are the chances?
What? Zero?
Well, apparently not zero, because it happened, but... So Shep is with us tonight. Producer Chris is stranded, not stranded, but he's on a desert island. I mean, that's kind of fun, I guess. He can practice his desert island skills with 1,000 of other people who are stranded as well. He's marooned. Coming up on Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. So Tuesday afternoon for those of you on the West Coast. Venus Williams and Rob Gronkowski team up with WWE superstar Becky Lynch and actor-comedian Joel McHale as they compete in over-the-top challenges that put everyone to the test. See who comes out a winner. It's Game on CBS Sports Network. I'm going to assume that's taped and not live, considering that Rob now has a new job back in the NFL. I'm quite certain that the Bucks would not be so keen on him doing this particular set of challenges, but that's cool. So if you miss Gronk and you're worried about not seeing him this fall, if there's no football, well, he's going to be on CBS Sports Network coming up later on Tuesday. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, if you would like to see the color of the lilies, and I promise I'll post it here on Facebook, 855-212-4227. What is your reaction to Pat Mahomes' contract? And then in addition to that, what other athlete would you watch, even if you had no interest in the team or the game, just because he or she is worth the price of admission? We've also got baseball releasing its 60-game schedule. It's so different than a normal schedule release, but it's out there. Are you more excited? It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
What athlete are you dropping everything to watch? Whether it's a basketball player, a football player like Patrick Mahomes, maybe it's a hockey player. I mean, there's some guys who could single-handedly dazzle in the NHL. Maybe it's a home run hitter or an ace pitcher. Whoever it happens to be, you can find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Can't miss athletes in sports. You don't have to be a fan of the team. You don't have to even be interested in the game, but you tune in to watch these athletes. Shep came up with a good one. Are you ready to answer? Are you ready to answer with a highlight? He actually would like to answer with a highlight as opposed to giving us a name. But I would agree with his choice. And then we'll get to your calls to 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now Geico offers an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? Who doesn't need an RV right now to road trip and then you don't have to stay in a hotel? That's on top of what Geico can already save you. I do like hotels too. What are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. And I got my 15% credit from Geico when I ordered my homeowner's policy. So kind of cool there. All right, Shep is ready to dazzle us with audio.
It's 5-on-4 the other way.
Oh, and now Ingram steals it back to Zion, who never got back. Windmill! Woo! Left-hand windmill!
Not all superheroes wear capes. Some of them wear number one.
Zion Williamson, Pelicans Radio Network. Oh, yeah. The man has this incredibly precise footwork, and he's so light on his feet despite how big he is. And going back to his freshman year at Duke, he was must-see TV, even though he didn't play the entire season. And Shep, do you buy into the idea, after we hear that highlight on Pelicans Radio, that the NBA very much wanted him to be part of the return in Orlando, so they found a way to include the Pelicans in the program?
Man, finally a conversation I can keep up with you on.
Oh, stop.
Well, listen, I mean, Amy, this is the biggest draw we've ever seen in the history of the game, and I include LeBron James in that
conversation. Michael Jordan?
Well, Michael Jordan, remember, Amy, he wasn't even the first or second pick in that draft. I mean, back then,
Shep is always good for these kinds of extreme statements.
Well, back then you built around a Jabbar, you built around a Wilt, even, you know, prior to that. But look,
big men, yes.
Right, but look, Amy, tickets when Zion was just 18 years old, they were going for tens of thousands of dollars.
As you guys should see Shep right now. He's like gesturing.
And Amy, I mean, let me ask you this question. I mean, you were mentioning Aaron Judge. We've seen him before. His type, right? Haven't we seen
I mean, he's, what is he, 6'10"? Oh, my God. I don't know if he's that tall, but it feels like he's so – the power and the height and just the trajectory of the baseball. The problem is after that rookie season
sure. –
where he won the home run derby, then came the strikeout record. And then, of course, the last 2 years, he's spent a lot of time injured. So
right.
I hope Zion stays healthy. That's my big thing with him because I believe he can dazzle. Right. I would agree with you there.
Right. And to answer your question, Amy, he's well-spoken. He's charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
He's exhilarating. He's exciting. Absolutely. The NBA did a 22-team rule to get Mr. Williamson in Orlando.
All right. Shep has spoken. He thinks Zion is the can't-miss athlete along the lines of a Patrick Mahomes and others of you weighing in on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or After Hours CBS. Let's work in a quick phone call here. Gary is in California. Gary, welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
The athlete that I wanted to talk to you about, he was a miss, but he was a Patrick Mahomes 1.0, and that was a Johnny Manziel. If he'd gotten rid of some of his inner demons that he was dealing with, he played similarly to Patrick Mahomes. He wasn't as accurate.
No.
But he was as much fun to watch.
He also wasn't nearly as smart. I mean, Mahomes is sharp and respects his coaches and is a great leader. Manziel didn't show any of those qualities. He absolutely botched how many times did he get a chance to start? And at no point was he ready. No point was he prepared. I mean, Mahomes had to wait an entire season nearly before he got his chance to start. But when the time came, the man was ready to go. Manziel, he squandered every opportunity that was given to him.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I hang my head in shame. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Stop it. I mean, he did certainly have the ability to extend plays. And he had a big arm. I wouldn't say it was as big as Mahomes. He also doesn't have the same size. I mean, Manziel's a little undersized as well. And again, I don't think quite the same ability to think on the fly and to read defense as Manziel sometimes felt like he had to do everything himself and then got himself into trouble and couldn't get out. But here is something else I would say. There's been no doubt about Mahomes since he came out of Texas Tech. At some point, he was going to be the starter. And, of course, the Chiefs have never looked back. With Manziel, the reason there were multiple opportunities to start is because they weren't sure. The Browns weren't sure if he was going to be or should be their number one guy. And so it never did stick. And he had multiple opportunities because they moved up to get him in the first round, but he never could take advantage.
Exactly.
All right,
Amy. Well, thank you for taking my call.
You are welcome. Thanks for listening in California, Gary. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS. Anthony on Facebook says Walker Buehler. I like that. It's a good young pitcher with the Dodgers. And we've got a lot of those good young pitchers, too, who are in Major League Baseball that I'm looking forward to seeing. We've got the schedule, as some people say it. I was hoping that when the schedule came out, I would feel some exhilaration. I'm still not quite there. I think I'll get more excited as baseball gets closer. I'm not sure it's so much about baseball as it is just about having games again, team sports again, in one of the four main arenas. But baseball, you did this, so I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm trying to feel something for you. It may just take me some time. You've proposed, and I'm considering your proposal. All right, so again, Twitter, Facebook, Patrick Mahomes contract, other can't-miss athletes across sports, and we'll get back to your calls. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. We welcome all kinds here on After Hours.
Nerd alert stat for you.
Maybe you should be our research staff.
That'll work. I can come help out.
Well, that's awesome. Can you do the whole nerd alert sounder?
Nerd alert!
That's a fact. Nerd alert.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I got a nerd alert for you. Can I do it? Can I say it like you?
Do it.
Nerd alert!
My granddaughter came over yesterday and she was wearing her nerd alert shirt. She didn't like it because I kept going, nerd alert!
I love it. Granddaughter had a Nerd Alert shirt. Boom, baby.
Amy's taking your calls at 855-212-4CBS.
I can't wait to get back to Nerd Alerts, one of the staples of our show. And I've used one. In fact, I used one this week, just last night, about Bryson DeChambeau and the fact that he is the only golfer who has finished in the top 10 in every event since the PGA Tour's return, which qualifies for a nerd alert. Sometimes I just don't have the pipes for it. That's not true. I always have the pipes for it. Sometimes I choose not to blast you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4CBS. I finally made good on my promise, which was to post the photo of the lily. It's just one lily right now, but I'm expecting that there will be others that pop up because my flower bed has probably three dozen, maybe 40 buds that are about to open. But I didn't know what color they were until just yesterday when one finally opened up, and it is gorgeous and it's my favorite color. And I put it on our Facebook page too. Actually, a couple of photos there so you can check it out. Let's talk to Jason, who's listening in Minnesota. Jason, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Hi, I was just going to say that with Mahomes' contract. I do like the length of it. I think, you know, it's a little bit much. I would have, you know, if I was a Kansas City fan, 45 or something like that, you know, million a year, that would be a good amount. But you know how you said his character and his, if he starts losing, though, how is that going to change? In the 2 years that he played, he's been a winning quarterback.
Right.
Just
so,
like,
okay.
Yeah. That's really changed. He didn't have that shimmy and shake.
Yeah. So a couple. Well, I mean, let's not forget these are team sports. I mean, I get that quarterbacks get far more of the credit and they also get far more of the blame than they deserve. But I hate the stat of quarterback wins. Why don't we keep wins for offensive linemen? I mean, stop it. So anyway, I hate that stat. But you're right, of course. If the Chiefs don't win as a team, then all of a sudden there'll be a lot of talk about the money they spent on Mahomes. And maybe some people even point to, oh, they're spending so much money on Mahomes, they don't have enough room to be able to fill out the rest of their roster. And by room, I mean under the salary cap. By the way, just so you know, the base salary for him is actually $45 million per year. The incentives make it worth up to $503 million. So the incentives, which some of them are pretty steep. I mean, you wouldn't expect that he would achieve those every year. But the incentives are, let's see, making the AFC championship game, winning another MVP. I mean, so some of those incentives are not likely that he's going to achieve the extra money every single year. So I would say it's highly unlikely he actually makes the $503 million. But yeah, they're going to pay him $45 million per year. I mean, I think if you look at what's happened in the first two seasons since he took over as starter, he's more than made up for that money already because they had him on the cheap. I mean, we're talking about not even $2 million early in his rookie contract, right? I mean, this is cheap. And so they're kind of paying him now for what he didn't make earlier in his contract. And in addition, they're also banking on the fact that he has the intangibles that will continue to make him a good leader, a good locker room guy, great with a coach. I mean, there's all these things that go into it. I mean, generally, you're always paying a quarterback or any high-profile athlete for what they've done, not because there's no guarantee of what they will do in the future. I mean, that's the nature of sports. You can't guarantee that he's still going to be the starter 12 years down the road. You can't even guarantee he's going to be the starter 3 years down the road. If something would happen, he would get hurt. Who knows? And so, yeah, there's always a risk involved with a contract like this. But for the Chiefs, because of how much money they're already making on his game and his likeness, because of the national TV appearances they get, it's worth the money. He just helped them win their first Super Bowl in a half a century, and they made buku bucks on that championship. So, yeah, they're hoping there's more of that. They're banking on the fact that there should be more of this Mahomes magic, but there's no way to know for sure.
And like I said, too, he's the type of quarterback that doesn't have to be a dual threat. He could be a pocket passer later in his career, too.
Yeah, I think mostly he is. I mean, you're right. He can hurt you with his feet, but that's not his go-to. We're not talking about a guy who takes off when he gets nervous in the pocket. I mean, most of the time when he's on the move, it's to extend plays until he finds the target that he's looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate your phone call. It certainly is an astronomical deal. You don't typically see any NFL players, and I don't think there's another one in the NFL that's locked in for 12 years. I mean, it's ludicrous to even think about, right? But if you're going to pay somebody, if you're going to keep some guy locked up, well, then it's Patrick Mahomes. And let's again remind you, these contracts are not guaranteed. So the years are not guaranteed. He essentially keeps earning the years as long as he's a viable quarterback, as long as the team is doing well and they're happy with him as their starter, well, then they'll continue to pay him. But what's guaranteed is the guaranteed money. I mean, that's what's guaranteed, not the years. They're not guaranteed at all. They could cut him tomorrow. Well, they haven't actually gotten the extension yet, but they could. They could cut him in year three of the deal. I don't know why you would, but they could. And the only thing they'd be on the hook for would be the guaranteed money. And so it's a little less risky in the NFL to give a player a deal like this because you're not locked in beyond the guaranteed money. So you're not locked in for the years at all. There's no such thing as a minimum year requirement, right? There's no such thing as guaranteed years. Though the first 3 years of his deal are fully guaranteed, which is kind of fun. I mean, that's great. It's the Chiefs putting their money where their mouth is. So the Hunt family delivered on its promise to break the bank for Patrick Mahomes. After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio, you know there are other things that are happening in football, but it was so nice to just talk about a contract and nothing to do with the virus. In fact, the Patrick Mahomes contract is going to outlive coronavirus. I'm thrilled. That's the prediction I am more than willing to make. But there are pressing matters in the NFL right now, too, as we get within weeks of training camp. And so they're going back and forth on what camp should look like, how many preseason games. And of course, the most important thing is the health and safety protocols and the testing. Tom Pelissero delivered the update on NFL Network.
NFL teams got about 43 pages of protocols, Patrick, late on Friday night. There were an extension of previous memos laying out a lot of different aspects, from education to contact tracing to the team travel, things that they're going to have to be working on, particularly as they get into the preseason. Right now, the NFL and NFLPA, though, still finalizing their testing protocols. What I can tell you is that under the current protocol, there would be an initial intake screening that would consist of two different tests. One for the virus, that would be a nasal swab, as well as one for antibodies, which would consist of a finger prick. Now, in addition to testing the players, I am told that the plan would be to also test players' family members and anyone else who they are cohabitating with, give them an initial test as well. Everyone is confident that they would be able to get those results back within 24 hours. Now, it's important to understand, this is not a bubble that the NFL is doing here, but it is an ecosystem. That is something that Dr. Tom Mayer from the union and Dr. Alan Sills from the NFL emphasized to players in a conference call on Friday, which is that testing alone is not a magic bullet. It's also about wearing masks. It's also about social distancing. It is about your behavior, even when you are away from the facility. The league and union also collaborating and finalizing educational videos, Patrick, that players will be shown during camp.
It's a different type of responsibility and commitment for NFL players. And logistically, there's no way to put them in the bubble. There's way too many people, and they have to travel. There's no way that the NFL's schedule, the full season, the full schedule can all use one field. It's not logistically possible. And so they're going to play at all these home stadiums. And I like the word that Tom Pelissero uses on NFL Network, an ecosystem. I'm going to have to work that into some conversation. Maybe I'll use it on Twitter at some point and you'll think, oh yeah, we know where she got that. It's personal responsibility. It's commitment. I hate the cliche, oh, they wanted it more. That team wanted it more. But it'll be accurate in 2020. How bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to stay home? Do you want it bad enough to wear your mask? Do you want it bad enough to avoid risky situations? Do you want it bad enough to put your teammates and your team goals before yourself and your desire to go out to dinner? I mean, it may not be that cut and dry, but those are decisions that NFL players have to make. Now, I don't necessarily believe that a couple of positive tests will take down the whole damn thing. But what happens is a couple of positive tests can spread like wildfire through your team, and your team could end up being gutted. Not like the rodent that was on my lawn, but, you know, figuratively. Anyway, my point is that you don't want to be the one who's responsible for having your team forfeit a game or having your team go out there with third stringers because you're the one that went out like a dope and was careless, played fast and loose with your social life. And you're not in a bubble like the NBA players are, but you are going to get fined. And I have no doubt that similar to the way the NBA has this anonymous tip line, that there will be people who are willing to tattle on others who are not following the rules. I mean, there's a lot of money at stake here. So anyway, it is interesting. It's a lot of people to keep track of. So the NFL is essentially asking for self-policing. They're asking for these guys to monitor themselves and one another, because there's no way. You're not going to put ankle monitors on them. They're not fugitives from the law. You have to allow them to make their own decisions. And it's the same thing for Major League Baseball. I mean, baseball is got more games, and while they're not going to be traveling kind of the same way, they're also allowed to go home and to stay in their own beds. And you know what? NASCAR is a great example of how this can work, because the NASCAR drivers and their teams, they're not sequestered. They're not a bubble. They have moved around from state to state and track to track, and they're allowed to go home at night or stay in their RVs. But for the most part, when these events are done, they leave. They show up first thing in the morning at a particular track. They work all day long. When the race is over, they leave. And they have to be responsible themselves, which is how Jimmy Johnson, I mean, he wasn't irresponsible, but the fact that Jimmy Johnson wasn't in a bubble and NASCAR's not in a bubble means that there's a risk. And his wife somehow got the virus. They don't know how. And so he caught it from her. And there are always possibilities that that's going to happen. But I always come back to the testing. The testing is the critical part of this. The testing is designed to catch someone who's got the virus before he can give it to other people, he or she. The WNBA is getting ready to get back and to start their season and then to play into October for the postseason. So at the NWSL, they're on the field and they're going through testing. So the testing is so important. And I applaud the three teams, including the World Series champion Nationals, who decided not to hold workouts on Monday because there was a delay in the test results. This lab in Utah that Major League Baseball is paying to process all of his tests. Could you imagine the pressure on that place? Also, I don't know how patient Rob Manfred is. You know, he's all about the pace of play. So he's probably about the pace of testing results as well. But they've already had a couple of incidents in baseball, which is why it's good they're doing it now, where either the testing people didn't show up. I think that was the Angels facility where the testing people didn't show up. And now they had three different teams who were essentially in a position where they had to decide, do we risk it or do we close down our facilities because the test results are not available? And so I think it's really important that, it's especially now in summer camp, that you err on the side of extreme caution. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227, on Twitter, ALAW Radio, and then also on our Facebook page as well. Who are the can't-miss athletes like a Patrick Mahomes that you'll watch even if you're not interested in all in the game or in the team they play for? Gary on Twitter says a future NFL player in Trevor Lawrence. It's not a discussion we can get into right now, but you mentioned Trevor, of course, the quarterback for Clemson. And I can't help but think, what would a spring football season do to those top prospects who are, you know, theoretically going to go in the draft in the spring? Or will the NFL push back its draft? All kinds of interesting questions that are out there. Let's see. Gabriel on Twitter says, El Nino. Tatis Jr., it's a good one, with the Padres, of course. He was already dynamite in the little bit that we saw him over the course of well, I shouldn't say little bit. We saw him plenty. But in terms of him getting the national exposure, it's coming. Fernando Tatis Jr., a familiar name for longtime baseball fans. Another tweet, Christian Pulisic, Captain America. Oh, it still hurts me. Still hurts me that the first time he and, he was eligible to play in the World Cup, Team USA didn't make it. And so, it still is painful for me and I'm sure for him as well. Thanks for joining us. 1 hour to go. Good morning to you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.